When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Trump documents and some new information. You know, we have not been updating a lot on the documents entanglement because, well, let's just say it is slow moving. That's about the nicest way I can put that. Because of that, and because of all of the procedural delays, there hasn't been a lot of new information. There's not a lot of updates going on. But as part of one of those wider arguments that's occurring, some new information came out. Apparently, one of Trump's co-defendants in that case, quote, was also told that even if he gets charged with lying to the FBI, F. POTUS will pardon him in 2024. Okay, so that is something that if this case ever was to actually make it to trial, that's going to be incredibly damaging. That's going to be a huge deal. Because it indicates a foreknowledge of the alleged lies. Another little tidbit that came out was that Trump, according to this, was reportedly told, quote, whatever you have, give everything back. Let them come here and get everything. Don't give them a noble reason to indict you, because they will. And according to this, Trump responded with a, quote, weird, you're the man type of response. That's what he reportedly said in response to being told to give everything back. That is also incredibly damaging. When you're talking about the willful aspect of willful retention, if there are conversations about him still having it and him being told to give it back, him retaining it after that definitely further demonstrates the idea that it would be willful. One of the things about this case that is different than a lot of other ones is that based on the evidence that has been made public, this is kind of an open and shut case. You know, Trump may put up some kind of defense. There may be evidence that we're not aware of. They are allegations. But based on what is publicly available, this is pretty open and shut, especially given the nature of the charges. The delays are procedural in nature. It doesn't have anything to do with the strength of the case or the evidence in question. So this is one that, if it makes it to trial, this is probably the biggest exposure for Trump. It is still slowly moving ahead. Again, this one will probably be after the election, though. So the election will determine whether or not this case is likely to even be heard. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.